Aber Pinchas weiß. Till 10, sir?
What was till 10?
Till 10:20.
No, but what was the shiur till now?
Shiurim.
Every night?
Yeah. No.
English, yeah? English?
English, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, speak tonight about Hagudas Kalim. It's nowadays not, no longer the minig by most people to kasher cutlery or dishes. Most of us buy special Pesach Tikkun ones, although in times of Shechen Urech it was very common to kasher those things as well. Nowadays, Baruch Hashem, people are more able to afford special Pesach sets of cutlery, dishes. What we do still kasher nowadays are silverware, like bechers, silver kelim, many people kasher. Also in the kitchen, the countertops, the sinks, the ovens, we'll see, and the hobs, we'll see. Also some people do kasher, although they're not so simple how to kasher an oven and a hob. But so we'll begin with bechers. Since bechers are normally used b'tzoinen, they're used with cold wine, it's not really b'leah, so the Rebbeinu Ikra did not mechuyev to kasher them at all. However, the Rambam says that the minig is to kasher bechers as well, even though they're not used normally with hot, but there is a chashash, maybe they were rinsed in hot water together with other kelim, other chumashtika kelim, or perhaps they were some brom from the whiskey was left 24 hours in a becher or in a bronfenglazel, and then it's belea, even though it's cold. So maybe there is a mukken to be machme, and that's our minig, that all silver bechers, bronfenglazelech, etc., should be kashered before Pesach. That's as far as silver bechers. Glasses, glassware, which is used b'tzoinen, the same thing. It's mikradin, doesn't have to be kashered, but same thing, it should be kashered because the meaning is to kasher them because of this chashash. With glass, there is another problem that the shittas hold that you can't kasher glass at all. And the other are also shittas to the other extreme, that glass doesn't need to be kashered, even if it's belay with hot food. So it's mekutza lakutza. So the mass of the minig olam is, as I said, the mechas Yitzchak, the gabba Pesach, we are choshish for the shitta who holds that you can't kasher glass. And the kolomisa shunne, we say on the shitta who holds that you can kasher glass, but it needs kashering. Although there are some people who are mekul during the year to use the same glasses for milchiks and fleishiks, because the Seimach on the Shittu holds that glass is not belay at all, and some people who are knowing like that have what to be Seimach, but most people do keep milchik and fleishik, for example, coffee glasses separate from the fleishik silver, from the fleishik cutlery. But that's during the year. For Pesach, we are choishish that glass cannot be kashered. Since I said before that even kelim shenishtamash ben betzoinen, l'chatchila we kasher on Pesach, since we don't kasher glass, so glasses which have been used even for cold drinks during the year should not be kashered l'chatchila for Pesach. And therefore, the etzah is only to buy special glasses for Pesach. Worktops and so a glassware should be Pesach dik l'chatchila. If a person finds it not affordable, then it could be Seimach and the Shittur holds that glassware could be kashered for Pesach as well. But it should be kashered, even though it's only used mainly for tzoinen, just the same way as we said by bechers, because there is a mukun to be cheshish that it's belay when it was rinsed out in the sink, or perhaps it held mashke for 24 hours, in which case it's belay even b'tzoinen. There is one kule by kelim which are neshtamash b'tzoinen, but if you don't want to kasher them, you could be machsher them with miloy the eroy gimbapum, that means keeping it 24 hours, keeping it liquid water inside it 24 hours, and then emptying it, and filling it again for another 24 hours, and then emptying it, and then filling it again for another 24 hours, and then emptying it. That's called miloy the eroy gimbapum. That's a special type of hachshure, a special type of kashering, which helps even they're not using any heat, cold water. So since it's 3 times 24 hours, it's considered hachshure. That helps for something which was belay b'tzoynin, even if it's a proper belay of 24 hours. But if it's only b'tzoynin, then that's another way. But it's probably much easier and less complicated just to kasher it in hot boiling water than to use this eitz of milu v'iri. But it's good to know that milu v'iri is also another option, another way of kashering kelim which are belay b'tzoynin. Even on the tzad that they attack a belayer, but umid of area helps. But as far as sinks and worktops are concerned, zazoi, worktops which are stainless steel obviously can be kashered. Worktops which are wood can also be kashered. Formica can also be kashered because formica is plastic, and Mechsitzik says plastic can also be kashered. If the worktops are stone, they could also be kashered, like marble. If the worktops are earthenware, like enamel or ceramic, then they cannot be kashered. The Meiser, so the Mishnah says that even if you do kasher worktops, you should kasher them with the Eivim Melubin, which means, in other words, like this, that Mikra din, you could kasher worktops, I'm talking about little worktops which can be kashered, by pouring boiling water from a kaleration on the worktop, that's era kaleration, because since the worktops were normally not used with a dover, the stamshus of a worktop is always a kaleisheni, because the maximum that's happened is that some hot food fell onto the worktop. So it's ere, and if it's ere, then you could be kasher with ere. But there is a mukun to be cheshish for the chumra of the mashal, who says a dover gush cham has a din of a kaleirishin. So therefore, if some hot lakshin kegel fell on the worktop, it's more than ere, it's kaleirishin. If it's a kaleirishin, you can't kasher it with ere. So the Mishabriya says you should use the Eivim Melubin. Eivim Melubin is more complicated. It's a hechtinso of turning the ere into a kaleirishin. It's a way of elevating the hachshura, which you're doing with the eri, that should get to receive a din of a kaleirishin, and therefore it would help even if there is this shash that hal kigul fell on the worktop. But Eivim Melubin is, one has to know how to do it, and also it is something which you have to be careful not to chalila hurt yourself. Basically what it is you have to take a brick and keep it inside the fire for about half an hour until it's red hot, and then take it with a zwengel and hold it over the worktop and then pour boiling water on top of it. That's the way to do Eivim Melubin. If you don't know how to do it, you shouldn't do it. Don't attempt to do it without any experience. So the answer is, if you don't want to use Eivim Melubin, that you should, besides for kashing it with iroi, you should also cover it. So iroi plus covering, that's bemokim the Eivim Melubin, and that helps lechatchile. So that's what most people do. They have worktops like made out of stainless steel or wood or formica, which you could kasher. They kasher it with a kaleirishin without Eivim Melubin, and then besides that, they put a covering on top, a thick covering like of hard plywood or something similar, and that is together with the eri on the covering, that could be something which we could rely on the chetchila, then you don't have to use the Eivim Melubin. If the worktop is not belayer, then obviously it does not have to be kashered, but I'm not so sure there is anything nowadays which is not belayer. I know you mentioned last week that some say that it's Shia Balibali. There is a mention in the poskim that teeth are not belayer because they're made of a smooth surface, so maybe that you could say the same applies to marble, but I didn't see it brought down the poskim. The poskim assumed that everything nowadays, every type of worktop has to be kashered. The shaila only is if it can be kashered, but to say that it doesn't need to be kashered, that's not that I didn't see brought down anywhere. except for Kli Zechuches, which we said before, that the Kunt of some Paschim is not Belay at all. And even that we said on Pesach, we're not Soymach on that. And so therefore, that's as far as the worktop. As far as the hob is concerned, granite can be kashed. Granite is stone. Stone can be kashed. Kliavonim can be kashed. Some possibly say that stone which is mixed from different types of material and then welded together has a din of klicheres that cannot be kashed. But there are some possibly who are mekel and who are semech that even the kaigavn you could kash it. So I think it's safe to assume that all worktops can be kashed. And there's two ways of doing it. Either boiling hot water with a stone, or if you don't want to have the whole bother with the stone, then after kashing it with boiling hot water, cover it. And if you cover it, and the covers remains in place during the whole yontov of Pesach, and before you covered it, you poured hot water on the surface. That's also sufficient. No. You shouldn't be saying on the cover. So you're asking a good kasher. Why can't you just cover it? Yeah. Poskim say, which the Mazam says, should not. It's not good idea to say on just covering it, because sometimes the water gets in between the covering and the worktop. Gets water flows underneath it, and if it's hot water, it could be mafetam avliyah from the worktop into the covering, until eventually the covering, if it's a lot of areas, harish in Shechanoch, areas have a lot of it. Even though it only goes to the klipa, but if it flows constantly, then eventually it's in the belay, there is a possibility of the covering becoming usa on Pesach if it gets wet underneath. Although it's quite far-fetched, but...
Can you cover it twice?
Yeah, so two coverings would help, then you don't have to do area at all. Two boards, because then the blia wouldn't go from one board to the other board. But that also is a chash that maybe between the two boards it'll get wet. So the best thing is, to be safe, to kash it with iri before you cover it. So then the whole thing of Evan Meluvin is only a chumra, because the whole reason why one needs Evan, why one should use Evan Meluvin if you don't cover it, we said it's because we're choshesh for the mashal who says that the gush on the, but that's only a chumra because most possible don't pass like the mashal. And even if it is, if you're choshesh for the mashal, it's only a mute tashmisha. So there are many reasons that the whole Evan Meluvin is only a considered a chumra. So since that's only a chumra, then if you cover it as well, you could disregard the whole Indian of Evan Meluvin.
When you say passion top, so if you get a hot kettle,
yeah,
and you just pour it over the piece there like that, I mean, I don't.
Stop wetting
up. No, all underneath
it gets soaked and that. So the surface, if you kash it with iri, there's two things. First of all, it's important to know that you can't stop in the middle of pouring, because if you stop and start again, then the water which you poured lechatchila, since it's nifsik, the chibur is nifsik, that automatically cools off straight away, and then when you pour, carry on pouring afterwards, the fresh water will go onto the cold water, and it'll mitzan in it, so it's not effective. The only way, when you kasha, you have to make sure that the whole time there's a flow. As long as there's a flow, it's not nifsek, and then the chibur is not nifsek, it's not mitzan. So even though you obviously it's impossible to obviously the fresh water which comes out of the kettle is going to meet the water which was already there before, but since the whole time there was no hefsek in the chibur, that water doesn't become nitzan. So it's important to make sure that there's no hefsek in the you can't start and stop. You have to what?
Do areas.
Yeah, but then no.
If you,
yeah, yeah, but then you have to. If you do areas separately, then after you finish each area, you have to wipe it, dry it, and then do the next area. If not, the water will flow across, and it'll be in the sun in it.
How do the edges feel?
Edges probably don't need kashering. No need kashering. Only the anything. So that's a very important thing with iri, that you shouldn't stop in the middle. It's also another important thing is that the iri you don't literally have to pour on every inch. As long as you're pouring and the water arrives everywhere, and there wasn't nifsik, the chibur wasn't nifsik the whole time, it's also okay. So as long as the whole, you splash it, let's say if you're cashing a small surface, then you could then you could splash the water right onto the surface, and it comes, and the water goes directly on the whole surface. But that's not shayach if you're kashering a large area. If you have a very big pot of hot water, then you can do that. But if you don't have such a big pot of hot water, so you have to be sameach on the fact that the water that you pour then flows to the other parts of the surface. And that's also good, as long as it wasn't a hefsek in the chibur, as long as when the water flows into the other parts, it's still connected to the water which is coming out of the kettle at that time, then it's also okay. What? Doesn't make a difference. As long as the chibur is not nifsek, it's not going to get cold. It'll still remain warm. It won't be as piping hot. Doesn't matter. As long as the chibur is not nifsek, that's a very important thing to bear in mind. Because there are some poskim who want to say some achrein and want to say that you have to make sure that the water touches every single pot individually. For that, there is a mukkah to be machal, because the Chavos Das holds that irish nifsek akaluach is not mamish like a kelegishin. So Mamele, according to the Chavos Das, is a mukkah to be machmeh. The Chavos Das is not in his space, it's in his yirah there. There is a mukkah to be machmeh that the water should touch every single inch. But it's not practical. That's not shayach unless you have a very, very big pot of water and a small surface. If you have a large surface, then you're going to have to be sameach on the fact that the water reaches everywhere. And that's also good, as long as it's not nifsek akaluach. It's also, in Kedai to mention, we're talking about kashing with Iri, that the masham has a chumr that you can only kasher from a kedi which has been heated on the flame. You can't kasher from an electric kettle. Because the electric kettle doesn't have the panas hamachamamis. But the mass of the poskim, most of us don't. Most poskim are not choshish for that, and you could kasher from, just like you could use iri from a regular kettle, you could also use iri from an electric kettle. But if you do that, there's zicher mukim to be machmir that whilst you're pouring it, it should still be connected to electricity. So what you should do is you should hold it down. That's not shayach with the new electric kettles. The electric kettles doesn't work unless you keep it together. Unless you keep together the base, which is connected to the electricity, and the plug, and the electric kettle, and pour at the same time. There is a mukkah to be machmir for that. I'm not saying, and I agree that it's not very practical to do that. It's not easy, and it could also be dangerous. So it's not good. The best way, the only way to the masham shitta, the best way to kasha is by taking a kettle of water which has been heated on a flame, and using that, not using an electric kettle. There is a mukkin to be machman not to use an electric kettle. Certainly, if you're being served from the iri itself, and you're not covering it. If you're covering it as well, then the whole iri is only a chumra. Then you could be served from the iri from an electric kettle. But if you're not covering it, and you want to be served from the iri itself, first of all, Mishavir said you should use even melubin. But that, we said, is also only a chumra. But halapachos, the iri part, has to be done properly, and to be done properly, that should be yotz in the chaladayas. It has to be from a proper kettle, not from an electric kettle. Sure, it's a shetzon zik lachsein.
How long have to keep?
Use
the sink before you do this.
What? Yeah, before you kasher the sinks and the worktops, they should not be used for 24 hours with hot chumetz. You could use them with other machunim, but not with hot chumetz, and that's with the gear to the, yeah. Now, when the gear, just finish off my kids, when the gear to the, we're talking about the sinks and the worktops. Now, I said that worktops, even after you kasher it with iri, should be covered. Now, the sinks, if you want to cover the sink, the only way to cover the sink is by getting an insert which goes inside, which is the best way to do it. Some people, if you don't have an insert, then you have to be sameach on iri itself. Then you should use even melumen, like we said before. You're not covering it. You have to use even melumen. That applies to the sink as well. No, when you kasher a sink, you should work your way upwards. Start from the bottom and work your way upwards. Sinks also, some sinks are enamel or ceramics, they can't be kashered. Then you zicher need an insert. But if the sink is made out of stainless steel or plastic, then they could be kashered. And then in such a case, if you kasher them with iri, the insert is only a chumra. If you don't want to use the aluminum, you should use an insert. The taps should also be kashered. You should pour boiling water on the taps and on the whole area around the sink as well, not just the sink itself.
You should cover the taps.
Some people are to cover the tops. Even if they've kashered, then they cover them. That's only a chumrah of Pesach. Now, kashering hobs is important to know that many hobs nowadays are glass. The surface is glass. That's induction heaters, induction ovens are glass, and even many electric ovens are also glass. The electricity is underneath, the element is underneath the glass. Glass, as we said before, for Pesach cannot be kashered, so you can't kasher it at all. So the only way is not to use it and buy two ring hob or four ring hob, which you can get nowadays, not that expensive, and use those for Pesach. That's the best way to do it. The inside of the oven,
if it's metal,
they could be kashered, yeah. And the old-fashioned gas range, there's an easy way of kashering it. We're putting all the flames onto the highest they get, and then cover it with a blech, and that spreads the heat all over. That's considered libun. Well, may not be libun gomer, but slich libun kal, and that's the way of kashering. That in that case, those types of hobs could be used. You kasher them in that way. What? It doesn't really make a difference what type of blech you use, because it gets burnt in any case. Any chumetz which is on the blech gets it's in the flame itself is burnt, so if all the shirayim of chumetz, so that's not a problem.
Spilled tray,
the food doesn't touch there directly. So as in the chatzuve we pass is enough libun kal. So the same, if you put the flame on the highest and cover it with the blech, then that'll kasher. It'll kasher the spilled tray as well. Everything will get kasher. Everything which is in contact, which is underneath the blech, will get kashered midin libun kal, which is enough for something which doesn't come directly into contact with food. If it comes directly into contact with food, then we are machmer that in libun gume. It's machlekes Pesach terbul atzirbul. We machmer Pesach lechetchili has to have a libun gume. Libun gume, that's already more complicated. You can't assume even this eitzah of putting all the flames on the highest and covering with the blech. You can't assume it's libun gume. It's definitely libun kal, but not for sure libun gume. That's also the reason why you can't kasher the inside of an oven, because inside of an oven, most ovens don't reach the madreig of libun gume. They only reach the madreig of libun kal, unless it's a self-cleaning oven. A self-cleaning oven, what you call a pyrolytic oven, that does become libun gume. So the self-cleaning ovens could be used for Pesach if you go put them through the self-clean cycle, but other types of ovens which have not got a self-clean setting, they should not be used for Pesach, because we have a big problem. Since they need libun gomer, it needs libun gomer then, and so most ovens don't come to that madrega, so you can't just be so much that you put on the highest setting, because even the highest setting is also not libun gomer. And mele, that's why ovens, just like I said before, hobs, which are made out of glass, should not be used for Pesach. Same applies to inside of ovens. The ovens bechlal should not be used for Pesach unless they have a self-cleaning cycle, and if not, then you have to buy a Pesach tikka oven.
The pan rests.
Yes.
Those
also, they're under the blech, At least you have to give you a sort of area. Without cow, something which is one of their age health shouldn't have been decided, so it has to be done. So pouring it with boiling water is not really going to help on an oven, because the oven is below their age, and that means nibbling. So putting all the turning up all the gas, all the gas, and then covering it with a blech. Some people are makbet to buy fresh pan rests for Pesach, that's a nice chumer, if it was nisht. And some people, even if they don't buy new ones, at least they cover them with silver foil, wrap them around barrels. It's also a nice chumer.
Kashrut, yes.
Definitely can I do that as well. Besides for the kashing with the blech, besides that, it should at least be covered
that's what I asked,
with the silver foil.